Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw. I'm here at Walt Disney World in the Magic Kingdom. You can see the castle in the background. We're here for Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. It was 1971 when this castle came to be, along with the rest of Magic Kingdom. I'm here with Ben, who is with Walt Disney Imagineering. And Ben had a little to do with recasting this castle and really recreating it for this anniversary. We're going to talk to him about that and a whole lot more about what's going on here on the anniversary year on Insider Travel Report. Ben, first of all, this is amazing. I love this castle. I love it even more. But what did you do to the castle to really, you know, make it get into celebration mood?
Wow, it was a huge process, but it was so much fun. We started with really reviewing our older and more classic films and artists such as Mary Blair, and looked at the colors that were really iconic to what Disney's known for. And from there we decided to pull a color palette that we thought would both be significant to the 50th anniversary, such as the golds and the rose golds, but still scream and shout party for our guests and our cast members.
No, and so this is the result. I have been here for a few castle transformations. Yeah. I was here for the 25th.
Yep.
I was there for a couple of times, Walt Disney's 100th birthday, things like that, where you always, you know, souped up the castle a bit. It always looks beautiful, but it looks great right now. And we're going to see it tonight in all its glory during one of the shows. So anything else you did to the castle to really get it going here?
Well, with the full repaint, we actually gave it a rose, shimmering rose gold. As you can see, it's so beautiful. Okay. We redid the roofs, and then we did a whole decor package to that, which has this iconic kind of swirl and that iridescent swirl that you'll see. The iridescent color you'll really see throughout all of Walt Disney World. That iridescent is so important to us because it means that no color was left behind. It's a full spectrum. And therefore, when each guest and each cast member looks at it, they're really going to get like a individual experience, because iridescent, you know, changes from every perspective. And that was really part of the change for the castle and change for Walt Disney World that we thought was really important, because with the world's most magical celebration, we wanted it to be as much relatable and nostalgic as it is a push to the future for us.
No, absolutely. Now, you also worked on some other parts of Walt Disney World and Magic Kingdom as well, right?
Yeah, actually, I worked on the gateways, which is that first archway that you pass through when you enter. That those colors also relate back to the castle, and they are also part of the 50th anniversary color palette. And I also was part of the sculptures that you'll see. The sculptures are really important to us. They're cast in bronze, and they have a gold patina on them to, again, relate back to that 18-month-long celebration that we have. But we made them in bronze because we want them to be, a basically forever piece, because we want them to, like Disney, have a legacy for them.
Well, I know up front, in front of this castle, there's the famous statue of Walt and Mickey,
yes,
which is iconic, and no one's touched that one, but it's I have seen some of the statues. They're pretty amazing. And you've pretty much done this kind of redo throughout the parks, right? Not just Magic Kingdom, right?
No, all four parks have been kind of reworked with their own iridescent color palette, and they all have their own celebrations, their own shows. We've actually added iconic parades and elements to it, merchandise, each as an individual celebration in its own umbrella over the whole entire celebration of the world's most magical celebration.
Well, I know last night we were at Epcot and we got a chance to see, the huge globe there, Spaceship Earth, and see what they're doing there. And we got to see the show last night. We're coming tonight for an amazing, I understand, because I've talked to some of your colleagues, this is going to be an amazing display tonight as well.
Yes, Enchantment is a whole new show. We've taken it to a whole new level, and you'll actually, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience, really. It's what I can say. It's going to blow people away. It's really going to be something special.
Well, here, we're looking forward to tonight. And anything else you want to... We go out to about 90,000 travel advisors who are going to be booking their clients to here during the 50th anniversary. Anything else you want to say to them about what they should really try to experience while they're here?
I think you want to experience the shows. We have Newcastle shows coming, new parades coming. We've got Remy's Ratatouille Adventure, that new attraction opening up. We have more attractions opening up throughout the 18 months. The celebration will evolve over the entire 18 months. New things will constantly be popping up. Special merchandise. It's going to be an adventure, but in this 18 months, it's a must-see.
Well, Ben, I want to thank you for taking the time. Here we are in front of your castle. It looks beautiful, but probably looks spectacular tonight when we see it. I want to thank you for giving us a little primer on what's going on with this and what you had to do. Again, it's going to be wonderful. It's great to be here.
Thank you so much. I'm pleasure. I hope you enjoy your time here today.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.